What's going on, Ernest? Welcome to EYL University, the number one place for business education. Shadi, tell them what we're bringing.
Yes, EYL University already has over 100 past webinars from all areas of business. It includes weekly webinars from industry leaders. It includes access to our investment Facebook group, movie club, our book club. It also includes access to monthly financial planning calls with yours truly. But what has been added has access to MG the Mortgage Guy's Home Buyer's Blueprint, over 14 hours, everything you need to know as far as the home buying process is concerned. And also what has been added is access to our monthly group chat call. Right. So once a month, me, Troy, and the whole team is going to let you in on our personal plays, our portfolio, what we're doing, and more. So all of that, we are running for a special promo code of 70% off for a limited time only. So head to EYLUniversity.com right now and take advantage.
You know how this works. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. We'll see you on the other side.
Ernest, what's going on? You are now locked in the Cliff Notes, the number one place for investment strategies, tips, and advice.
Tech is the, this is the question that everybody has been asking because a lot of people are heavily invested in tech and it was down heavy, had a strong, well, had a decent rebound today, but it's still close to all-time highs. So what are you guys' opinion on the future of the next couple of months for tech stocks?
I think it was a mistake for Jerry Reinsdorf and the Chicago Bulls organization to break up Michael Jordan and Rodman and Pippen. And for those of you who get off the tech train early, you're doing the same damn thing. You go look at every – okay – you go look at every top five fund managers. They are all heavy tech. Just because you don't like it or you're trying to be contrarian, you don't have to be contrarian. A lot of the money is made by following what the whales do. So we're the smaller fish. Let's follow what they're doing. This has always been my thesis because we live in a tech economy. I know it was a conversation of value versus tech and all that. That's just for headlines. The indexes are the value. The tech is the tech. Pick two quality ones that you like, buy them every month, close your account. Don't look at anything else. Like, what do you think we're going to stop using as much technology? Most people aren't taking a shower without the phone in their hands. You think all of a sudden people going to go away and just like going back to like writing love notes in class again? Like, don't sell.
Yeah.
Tech.
I mean,
buy quality.
It comes into the point where you just said about the classifications of some of these ETFs. Right. And so XLK, obviously, we know is the tech sector fund for SPDR. But if you look at the other companies that are in some of these other ETFs inside the SPDR fund, right? Facebook, could that not be technology? Amazon, is that not technology? Tesla, is that not technology?
Right? You're not mining crypto out of a tree.
Right. Right. And even that, right? Like Visa, MasterCard, these all have tech roots, yeah. Right? So if you look at all these funds, majority of them pretty much are tech if you think about it, right? So they all have roots in it. Even down, I could argue that Disney is a tech, right? We argue that Domino's was a tech company that is disguised as a fast food restaurant,
yep.
Right? So that it's everywhere around you to say that, hey, we're getting off this boat. I don't know how you get off. How do you get off?
You know who isn't? ExxonMobil, getting slaughtered. Natural gas, slaughtered. So you got to pick. Even like GE, GM, they're making a transition, but if you just go look over time, like even GE, Sergeant Slaughter.
You gotta
make the adjustments over time. Like if this was 1980, I would be the biggest oil and gas fan ever. It's right. Not 80 anymore. So as we adjust, and then if Elon gets us to the moon, I'm gonna be plutonium rocks and anything that can get us to space. Great, I'm gonna be for that. And whatever aliens are running that civilization, I'm gonna be like Mars ETF man. Until then, I'm going to play whatever the predominant sector is.
Exactly. And Google is a perfect example, right? Google, that's in XLC. But why is that not in XLK, right? You think Google, you think YouTube. These are tech. This is all based in tech. But, yeah. You know, it is what it is. So, like I said, I don't know how you get out of the space.
If you get out of tech right now, it would be the biggest mistake that you guys ever. But you guys, this is the fun part about investing. You can do whatever you want to do. Cars are run on tech.
Like increasingly,
technology is the lifeblood of our society, and it will be for like the next 50 years.
You can't
outrun it.
Apple, the rumors of Apple's demise is greatly.
Please stop. Don't say that.
Sell me your shares, please.
I'll take them.
if you think that they're going to go under with Tim Cook, arguably, is the Steve Jobs of operations. I could argue, man, if Elon had a Tim Cook, they would probably be at 3,000 now. Mm. And you guys can say he doesn't need it. He does. You need a counterbalance. So as great as Steve was at the creativity, the operations manager helps a hell of a lot. I think they roll out too many products. But if Elon had another him in operations or R&D, my God, other pieces are needed.
Shout out to Leon in the chat. Shout out to Leon. He's an earner. He said, what about uranium stocks? We actually spoke about that when we were talking to Francis maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. He was speaking about uranium stocks. But yeah, I want to talk about Square really quick because I know we're going to go to questions. And I don't know. I haven't heard anybody talk about this really, but it actually has its own in-house bank. It launched at the beginning of the month. I haven't heard anybody talk about it, but that's a huge deal.
Square is the new JP Morgan.
So Square Financial Services, the number one goal right now is to offer business loans. And so I want to see what the details on that is. Are we talking small business? Are we talking large cap business? That's going to be interesting to see. I want to see the details that come from this. Obviously, we know Square is Ian's one of his favorite choices. But yeah, man, like that kind of went under the rug. Nobody talked about it. I'm like, did we not just see this?
I mean, maybe Hov was like, hey, let's keep this one on hush hush. And he gonna usher in one of them 50-50 joint venture deals like he did back in it. Like, if they have all the customer data and they know what customers want and they can provide the financing because interest is low, what advantages does Bank of America have over them? Bank of America doesn't have as many data points as fast. And with the acquisition of title, you can go into interest. So now I can get a 42-year-old woman in the middle of Missouri, St. Louis, Missouri, that is just now opening up a beauty salon, you know, all of her interests and what her playlist, and I can put an ad next to her when she's playing Meg Thee Stallion. Ow. Right? Right? Then she throwing a sweetie. Shout out Quavo. I'm glad you got the truck back. Yeah. Then you can pair exactly what a business owner needs for a hair salon and target them at the right time and say, I can give you 2.3% interest. And when you do your payment processing, do it through us because we're for the culture. Here's Hov. What bank can do that right now? Not one. Data is the, like, they can literally, you guys seen a movie back in the day, like What Women Want? Like, Square can literally read every business owner's mind and tell you what you need. That's a huge ass advantage opposed to going through the traditional lending process. Like game changer.
I was like, this is kind of, I didn't see anybody really reporting it. I kind of stumbled upon it. I'm like, wait, huh? Nobody's talking about this? So I'm just putting that on your radar. Keep an eye on that. When more details come out, obviously we're going to give you everything that we know. So definitely keep an eye on that. Ian, real quick, I'm going to do the earnings report because it's kind of a slow week for anything that we've talked about. However, tomorrow, something very interesting will be happening. This company called GameStop will be reporting.
GameStop. Hey. Hold on, can we just talk about that real quick? Actually, this is the elephant in the room. Everybody on YouTube, everybody's always looking for something. Not everybody. Some people are looking for something. So some comments I've seen previously like, well, you guys have to admit when you're wrong. You got that wrong.
I was wrong and paid out. But I'm still 95%. Which I humbly.
Sometimes you have,
and there's nothing wrong with being wrong.
That's true.
I'm the only person. If I'm wrong, I pay out. So if that's the one notch that it didn't drop to 72, but it did drop from 483 to 194.
Guys, I was about to say that.
That did happen.
That did happen.
There was like 9 people in Red Panda that made $500,000 off the shorts. I was wrong. It didn't go to $24. But when it does. Later, I'll still be wrong, but it will go to that price.
I'm interested to see what happens because it's going to happen after closing tomorrow. And so if they don't have, do you think they meet revenue? Do they meet the beat? Because I mean, this is going off of the fourth quarter where you had two brand new systems come to the market, but they had limited quantity of it. Right. And then if you think about the digital space, when it comes to gaming, that really doesn't help them. Right, because people can just put the content right on the device, and so now I don't need your store. So, I'm interested to see what happens to the stock tomorrow after closing.
I think it's whatever people. Sometimes you have anomalies that don't fit what are supposed to happen in life, and that's part of it.
That's a part of your trading plan.
That's
too,
a part of it, and this GameStop situation has shown that people are very powerful. Power to the people,
but it wasn't the people that
Well, and it still was a person, people, hedge fund, whatever. It was manipulated.
That's like Steve Stout saying, "I'm going against the system," and then put out an album through Island.
Yeah, I mean, but regardless, it's you know, the price was, it's not, it had nothing to do with fundamentals. It had nothing to do with technical analysis. It has everything to do with, you know, it was moved. And that happens.
And for those who got in on it, I mean, even them being able to get out of debt and reissue and take advantage of the corporate bond thing, like, you guys really need to go look at how much money was made on that. Like, that, it was a good move, but it'll be over relatively soon.
Well played.
To hear a more extended conversation, make sure to check out our live YouTube show, Market Mondays, every Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central. And check out the Market Mondays podcast on iHeart, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you download your podcast now.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.